Ai, hoki mai anō, a ko Gurley Clark tēnei e kōrero atuna ki a koutou, e hoa mā. I tēnei wahanga iau e kōrero atuna ki a koutou, kei konei taku kai kōrero ko Mary, Dr. Mary Ann Baker, kamutu kei Ngāti Hine eia e kōrero maina ki a tātou, ngari te mea pai hoki, ngā wiki katoi, ngā wenerei, i tēnei wahanga ko kōrero atu ki a ia. Nā, mō tēnei rā, ko te kōrero wāwai māua, the feet, ka mutu e hoa mā, haka rongo mai kia Mary Ann, mana anō hoki e kōrero, ka pai hoki ki te rongo me pēha koe tia ki e o wāwai. Nā, nō reira, haka rongo. Tēnā koe, Mary Ann.
Tēnā koe, girly. Good to be here. And yes, we're doing feet today, the wāwai.
Yes.
So I thought to keep it here, how do we care for our feet? The key point, just to go straight out into it, is people with diabetes or circulatory disorders who develop foot problems should always be referred to a podiatrist or their nurse and GP or local pharmacist because you can't try and treat the feet if you have those sorts of things, especially diabetes, because it can affect, and if left, any cuts or foot problem doesn't heal, it can lead on to gangrene. So those people always go to a specialist like the GP, nurse and the pharmacist. Don't try and do it at home and get advice. So if necessary, we offer, when you go in like to the pharmacies and the Kaitaia ones where we still help out, we have to wear gloves and examine the feet. However, what we need to know, you asked, the people have asked about athlete's foot. That's the most frequently caused and caused by a fungi infection between the toes and on the soles of the feet. The skin may look soggy and white, or it could even be scaly red and itchy. Cracks may be visible and there could be a slight odour. The dermatophyte fungi live in the shed skin scales and are contagious via direct contact with wet floors and shared footwear or towels. That's why for fungal infections, you can treat them with topical creams from your pharmacies, because even if you went to the doctor, they can also, however, give you these creams, or when it's worse, when it's fungal infections of the nails, you can get a whole lot of prescriptions now that are free, like the Losaril nail lacquer, this Kinestin fungal lacquer, Cipro-Pre-Rox, all these lacquers for the nails, and then there's creams like My Cream. Sometimes I use My Cream H, but a lot of GPs don't like using combinations to treat this tinea. Save you paying lots and lots of dollars per tube. So that when the nail looks thick and discoloured, white or yellowish, that's definitely a toenail infection, and usually can be brittle, crumble, or bits of it fall off. And remember, it's contagious, so you've got to keep, when you've got athlete's foot or infected nails or even warts, you bleach the shower and the bath area on a regular basis to kill the fungi and viruses, wash socks and towels in hot water and allow to dry in the sun, wear jandals in communal changing areas like public pools, or when you're playing sports in the rugby rooms, basketball, netball, all those public places at school, wear jandals because all the dampness gets into your toes. So that's the one, girly, for the fungal infections.
Yes.
The other one they wanted was cracked heels.
That's right.
They're more common in summer when people wear jandals or go barefoot and the feet dry out. So you have to treat it with a thick oil-based moisturizer, which you can also get from the doctor if you see them. While you're there, say, oh, look, while I'm here, save me buying it from the pharmacies. But you can do, or from the warehouse, pack and save, the food places. A thick oil-based moisturizer applied twice a day, preferably after using a pumice stone or foot file to remove any thickened skin.
Yes.
And wear socks after application may help quicken recovery, only because what they say is when you occlude it, it makes the cream stronger. Some people wrap their feet in Glad wrap if they don't want to wear socks, and just in those areas. But with the cracked heels, you have people like foot and heel balm, allergy pus, ulectal ranges. Those are the thicker ones. Sometimes they'll use non-ionic cream based, see the macrogol from the chemist or doctors, or the thick water, oil and water emulsion cream. So that's for the cracked heels. The last one, the main one today, the listeners wanted to know was about the ingrown toe nail. So more people sort of having these, but the people who are prone to developing these girly are those who are more prone than others. Sometimes there are common causes to avoid, and these include badly cut toenails, so cutting them too short or cutting into the corners, because this can break the natural skin barrier, therefore risk infection, and that can even happen when you go to the podiatrist. This allows the skin to fold over your nail edge and the nail to grow into it. Secondly, there's increased pressure from tight shoes, socks or tights. Thirdly, injuries. They can appear after stubbing your toes. Sweaty feet is another one, because that makes the skin softer and easier for the nail to embed into it. And finally, genetics and natural toenail shape. Toenails that are more curved or fan shaped are more likely to press into the side. So the symptoms, the red, painful nail edge of the big toe. Other toes can be affected, but most likely it's the big toe. Pain wearing shoes, bleeding fluid or pus coming from the area, or a raised area along the nail edge. And so this is totally different to the fungal ones. To prevent it, you've got to take care when you're cutting your toenails. Cut straight across, not too short, and don't cut the corners. Wear comfortable, well-fitting shoes or sandals. Avoid tight socks or tights and change them every day. Wash your feet every day. Dry them well is very important, and apply moisturizer to dry skin. After a shower or bath, use a cotton bud to gently push the skin away from the nail edge. If it's not improving, we all know, see the local podiatrist or your GP, because there could be infection and surgery may even be needed.
You know, Marianne, the ingrown toenails sometimes, they're thick, eh? They're thick? You know, the big... How can you fix them?
Yeah, well, when they're thick, you just need to be cutting them more often for them to grow thick. And what it is, with the ingrown toenail, it's because, as it says, the corners start growing into the skin. So if you have a shower or a bath every day, it keeps the nail soft and not turning over. And sometimes, like we found, if you use a nail file, and it usually has that file on your nail clipper, you just lift the corner, and sometimes you'll get like a little calcium piece under the nail. By just sort of touching that, like after soaking for even 10, 20 minutes, you can actually pull it out, because it's like a piece of calcium that sits under the nail as well, and that's what is causing the pain. It is, and it gets red, as, and sometimes I think, well, you know, you can't even put on a shoe. A lot of the GPs would cut it so it grows. You have to have a little bit of a minor surgery.
But
sometimes I found that, like in the pharmacies, if we kept treating it with some of the betadine liquids onto the nail to stop the infection, and just giving that soaking, or even the Crystaderm creams or creams, just keeping it moist and cleaning it, eventually it levels out, grows out level. But apart from that, you might have to see the doctor or the podiatrist for a bit of surgery.
That's good. I hope a lot of listeners would find this very, very good, because I'm sure, you know, looking after your feet is quite important for your whole body, to keep you walking around every day. And of course, and looking after them is vitally important, you know.
And that's right. Just remember, the diabetics and the people with those sexual problems must be referred to people, you know, not the shopkeepers or anything, but to, say, the pharmacist, the nurse, or the GP.
Because
it's important.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, thank you, Marianne, for all that info. Thank you. Bye for now.
Aye, kia ora.
Ai, ko Dr. Marianne Baker tera, e kōrero maina mō Huawei. It's looking after your feet, and the idea is wash them every day, keep an eye on them. Like she said about cutting your toenails straight, but it's good too if you attend to a podiatrist. They know how to do it. Treat your feet. I know my children, as young as they are, I have encouraged them to go to a podiatrist once a year, and especially before Christmas, it's coming into summer and that, and get them cut, and they really look after your feet, even if you tend to them twice a year, you know, it's good. Nā no reira, kia koutou, kia ora mai anō.